little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star. No, Wayne's a jackass.
Jackass.
Take two.
Yeah, number 81, take two all over again. Thanks.
Good thing it was only like a couple of seconds. But still, as we were saying the first time, Ben Affleck is Batman. Yay.
Lame.
He was Daredevil, right?
Yeah. That's what I said, lame.
What else has he done lately?
Let's find out.
I don't think he's done much, bro.
Well, he did,
Yeah, there you go.
No, there's one movie. He did Argo. He directed Argo.
That's true. You know, I've heard it's a really good movie.
It is. It's an awesome movie. Yeah. He also did The Town, which is the movie about the Boston robberies going on and whatnot. What else he did? Of course, he did
To the Wonder, The Town, The Company Man, Curb Your Enthusiasm, TV show. Extracts.
He was just like, Kirby Studios was probably just a cameo.
State of Play. He's just not that into you.
He probably just isn't that into you, Wayne.
I hope not. Smoking Aces, Hollywoodland, Clerks 2.
Yeah, he was in Clerks 2.
Clerks 2, yep. So his last several movies were pretty good. The Town, Argo, which is...
Yeah, he's done a few things.
He played the girl in Jersey Girl. No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway, so
actually,
you know what?
He did a real good job in Pearl Harbor. That was a good movie.
I didn't see it, so I have no idea. But anyways, you know, he's a good actor. I mean, I'm pretty sure they could have made a much worse choice. Right now, I mean...
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Mm. That's a pretty bad choice. I mean, right now, the internet is...
Is it buzzing?
Right now, the internet is buzzing. I think most people are not really all for this decision. I mean, they already knew Christian Bale wasn't going to come back and do it.
Well,
so.
Maybe he will now that he gets jerked about this.
I don't know.
He probably would have said yes.
Oh, that depends, because some of them, you know, they don't want to be typecasted, so...
Yeah, I know.
We'll see, but we'll see how this turns out. That movie's not coming up till 2015 anyways. The problem is just seeing Ben Affleck, I mean...
Well, you gotta remember, it's not really just a Batman movie either. It's a Batman-Superman movie.
I know, but that means that it's gonna be like Batman going against Superman. I want my Batman to be gritty and, you know...
I want him to be dark.
Dark.
I want him to... Well...
Dark, gritty, vengeful.
Out of all the characters in the Justice League, the one I'm most afraid of is Batman.
Yeah, everyone is
Everyone's
freaking
afraid of Batman.
Yeah, Batman's just a guy. I can't see them portraying, you know...
He has money, he has gadgets, but he has no superpowers, he has no suit of armor, nothing like that.
Nope.
Just gadgets, a Batmobile, a plane...
And a very, 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 very...
And knowledge is what he has over everybody.
Lots of knowledge and...
Since we're on the movie...
Lots of foresight.
We're on the subject here. Bradley Cooper is actually in talks to voice Rocket Raccoon.
Hey, Bradley Cooper's a good actor.
Oh, yeah.
I like his work.
And,
he does good.
Let's see, who was it here?
To think that he really started coming out in The Hangover. That was his first major film.
Also, the one that I'm kind of excited. I'm excited to see how this is going to play out, but Vin Diesel as Groot.
That works.
It works. He's just like David Bautista playing, another musclehead freak. And it works for him.
I know. Why not? Let it go. I mean, I think those are better picks than Ben Affleck as Batman.
And they had mentioned, I saw something earlier about who was going to be, set up to play a Scarlet Witch, but...
That's, one of the Olsen twins' sister.
Elizabeth Olsen, I think?
Yep, yeah. Elizabeth Olsen. She's in talks. I'd say yes. She's cute.
Yeah, why not? Let it go.
Sylvester Stallone will not come back to play Rambo in the TV revival.
Good. He doesn't need it.
Well,
no.
He's already doing the...
Expendables 3.
Yeah, 3.
And quite honestly, he's kind of getting a little old for the role.
A little bit, but he can still beat your ass. Still kick our ass, actually.
Well, I'm sure, but he's got that big thing to him, so...
Yeah, he's getting there. But anyways, so... movie talk being over... See, what have we been playing? Well, I have been playing Charlie Murder. Now I finally got a chance to play it. Charlie Murder is a side-scrolling beat-em-up, much in the spirit of... I can't think of the name. That awesome side-scrolling beat-em-up. I can't think of it.
I don't even know.
Okay. I'm that tired. The one with the 7 Evil X's, damn it.
Which one? Oh, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It plays a lot like that.
Oh, nice.
A lot like that. But it's made by Ska Studios, which also made a Dishwasher Samurai, I think it was called, and the sequel, which were pretty dark. I only played the sequel, and the sequel was awesome. The story was great. Same type of art style, so it's really dark, but the beat-em-up action is really cool. I think I'm about halfway through. Having a good time. I'll post a review once I'm done with that. What else? I haven't really had a chance to play much of anything else.
True.
Let me think here. That's pretty much it. I'm pretty busy. Well, work, you know, social life, girlfriend, etc. So, yeah. But that's it for me. So let's get into something a little bit less interesting. Wayne, what have you been playing?
Actually, I played through and beat Dead Rising 2 K-0.
Nice.
How's this?
It was enjoyable. I mean, I didn't really get, like, really sucked into the game, but I enjoyed getting through it. I only missed 3 achievements, so I'll get those later.
you scumbag. I missed 3 achievements, I'll get them later, you scuzzbucket.
Well, it's an arcade game, so there's not many. I probably could have got them going through it in one pass, but I saw what they were ahead of time, so I knew what to look forward to. And I was like, you know what, screw it, I just want to get through the game first.
Dang, you scuzzbucket.
Other than that, I have played some more Halo 4. I've downloaded a new Champions bundle, I just haven't had a chance to play that part of it yet.
A new what?
The Champions bundle, the new map pack, new armors, and new game styles and all so forth, all that good stuff. Some Black Ops 2, went back into that, playing a little bit of multiplayer there. Some more Spartan Assault, got through another mission or two. Some more Fragger on my phone, of course, more Legends, Transformer Legends, and more G.I. Joe Battlefront, and Marvel Alliance. And I feel like I'm missing something, but I don't know.
You probably are.
I don't know, I actually sat down and played a little bit this week, so, yeah. Had to get my fix.
Aww. But you still suck. Sorry. I got nothing, I just wanted to say that you suck. We have a lot of games to play, damn it.
We do. And I've got Resident Evil 6 coming. So. Finally get to play that.
This live shit Megami Tensei 4 sealed.
Man.
Yeah, I still got a lot, so. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
Really? That was it? Yeah. You didn't say anything much more to me.
You're not typical. Yeah, me neither.
For me, typical Marvel 3. Have a little fun. Assault Mines this past Monday. Kicking back, whatnot. Let's see. Other than that, I've been. I'm still waiting for my power glove to come in. It should be coming in by tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, the jokes we can play with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Okay, now you're gonna be playing with power?
Hell yeah! Just power all in my right hand.
Be careful, buddy.
We need to, when you get that. We gotta do a little video segment there and have you
punch you in the face.
Yes, agreed.
No. Do a little spoof on He-Man.
You're stupid.
You can't beat that spoof that's already on there with the, I said hey!
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's see, other than that, I've been playing, what game was that again?
That's a good game.
Yeah, I know. Call of Duty Black Ops 2, just for fun. Been playing online again, a lot of zombies. Yeah, these guys, bastards are annoying.
Sure.
Let's see. Other than that, that's about it for me. I mean, I haven't done much thanks to freaking work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, yeah, life can get in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Damn. But anyways.
Yep.
let's get into the yeah, we're tired. Let's get into the recent news, like right now, because Gamescom just transpired, or is it still going on? I don't know anymore. I don't know. All I know is that Microsoft and Sony already had their press conferences there.
I didn't really catch a whole lot out of it, other than they saying that this is their games, which I kind of got.
Pretty much already knew, but one interest, like a few interesting things I saw, at least just from a number of games perspective, the Xbox One has more than the PlayStation 4 has.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least at launch. So
fifth, right?
A lot more exclusive titles.
But that's the funny thing. Like the PS4 is launching November 15th. Microsoft has not stated when the Xbox One is launching. They just said November. Mm-hmm. They didn't say when. So I'm kind of wondering when that will happen, and will they do it before or after? Like, what do you think?
I'm guessing it's gonna be after. They're gonna see how Sony does theirs, and to see how what kind of stuff they're gonna miss out on.
No, I don't think so. It's hard to say.
Well, they're gonna have to let everybody know way ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because November 15th, that's a Friday.
Yep.
And then a week after that's November 22nd, and a week after that is Black Friday. Yes. I don't think they're gonna launch that week, obviously.
You know, it'd be really nice that they would launch like.
I'm guessing like they're launching the either the 15th.
Well, that's when Sony's launching.
Oh, I mean, either that or the 8th.
I'm thinking the 8th. Or the 1st, you never know. They have Halloween.
Could you imagine launching on the 1st and we get a good Extra Life the same night?
Well, I know what we'd be doing then. All the Xbox One for like 24 hours.
Yep.
Good God Almighty.
If they do, we'll set it up so we're playing Xbox One. We'll maybe do it the next day or something, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, but still, it's like I'm thinking the first or the eighth. I don't think they're gonna launch after, and I don't think they're gonna launch at the same time either. So we'll see. But like right now, I mean, I'm looking forward to playing Killer Instinct. I want to play Rise. I want to play Dead Rising 3.
Killer Instinct. That's all I care about.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I know Wayne's gonna be playing Forza. I want to play too. I just can't buy everything at launch, you know.
That's true.
Gotta limit that. I mean, I want to play Titanfall. I saw a video of that. Man, dude, that looks epic.
It looks
nuts.
Yeah, I want to get that one too. I'm just not gonna get it at launch because I can't afford it.
Well, it's not coming out at launch anyways.
Yeah,
it's coming out. They said soon, but they didn't say when. But Titanfall is looking freaking nuts. I mean, just on exclusives alone, I think Xbox One has more. Sony's making a real push towards like showcasing indie games on PS4 and the Vita, which I think is a good idea, mind you. But we'll see. Like I said, I don't want to give the win to either console right now because they haven't even hit shelves yet. We haven't seen what the good and the bad is, you know.
Not even close.
So right now it's all just awesomeness, just waiting, seeing what other details they give us, and you know what else is coming down the pipeline and all that good jazz. So we'll see. But again, like, I reserve my Xbox One, so that's what I'm gonna get. Well, that's what we're all gonna get, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I think Mimi and Jesse are getting a PS4, so.
Nice.
We'll have.
At least there'll be one in the group.
Yeah, we'll
PlayStation 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably get mine after I get.
I mean, I'm gonna get a PS4 eventually, just not at launch.
I don't know yet. I'm still debating that one.
I wanna play, like, I don't wanna, like, be deprived of games again. Although, with the little time that I have, I don't know if that'll end up happening at all, because right now I only have one major console and I have a big backlog. So, we'll see.
Yeah. The way I look at it, so far I haven't seen a whole lot that's going to be exclusive to Sony that I want to play, so.
True. Well, did you see, I'm sure you like this, or you'll appreciate, or I'm sure you've heard of it, that Call of Duty Ghosts is going to have dedicated servers on Xbox One.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
No more crashing.
Nope.
No more lagging.
Hopefully not.
There'll still be lag on there, mind you, but
it's going to be dependent on your connection more than anything else now.
Yeah.
And even with a solid connection, even if it's not the highest speed, you should avoid most lag.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? I'm all for that. I'm like, oh man, I started to reminisce about the day of like most games having servers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
So, it's like, going to be nuts. I mean, I can just imagine actually playing that online and not have to worry about someone just quitting or, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the host disconnects and we're all screwed. I don't have to worry about any of that anymore.
Well, depending on how the server's set up, it could still rely on a host.
Well, yeah, but it's saying that they're going to be harnessing the power of the Xbox Cloud, which is...
Yeah.
I think that's awesome because, I mean, that's one use for it where a company can provide servers at, I'm guessing, a much lower cost than if they didn't have the cloud.
Uh-huh.
Then that looks pretty damn good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For other games, too. I mean, I don't think fighting games can have servers, but... That's a one-on-one thing.
Yeah.
I don't think so anyways, but who knows.
That'd be nice though, you know.
Yeah. Anything that could potentially lower lag, which in a fighting game is even more important than a first-person shooter, yeah.
Oh, especially where the frames count and everything?
Oh, like in Street Fighter 4, when you do like one-frame links? Yeah. You kind of can't have any lag on that, because if not, you miss your links and then you potentially lose a match, etc., etc., etc. What else we got in the stories, Wayne?
Mad Catz has announced the force feedback racing wheel for the Xbox One.
Yeah, buddy.
No
price. Doing it big.
No price yet. It's described as a premium quality racing game controller. Features a suede steering wheel. It also supports a CNC anodized aluminum wheel face that can be removed from the wheelbase if players wish to replace or upgrade in the future.
Yo, removable steering wheel. That's what's up.
Adjustable pedal set.
Hmm.
You can alter the spring resistance, height, spacing for the gas and brake pedals. Oh, that's nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that is rather nice.
Damn right it is.
I don't.
But then again, I'm kind of wondering how much it's going to cost.
Probably about $100, but you never know. Could be a little bit more too.
That's true. I'm kind of wondering how much their arcade stick is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like thinking, man, I'm already thinking about the $700 bill that the Xbox One's gonna carry for me, and then plus an arcade stick. Oh, no.
Broke.
Ah,
broke.
Y'all getting coal for Christmas? Just saying.
Yeah. Also, vice president of Xbox, basically or whatever, came out and said
basically or whatever. That's awesome, Wayne.
Yeah,
talk about top-notch journalism.
Yeah. So Phil Harris.
I feel like just. You know, high-fiving your face with a brick.
Phil Harrison came out and said that the Xbox One is Kinect. Kinect is basic an integral part of the Xbox One. That's why they have no plans to sell it as a separate system. It is kind of like just like the hard drive or the RAM is part of the system. It's part of the system.
What am I Kinect, guys? Out of warranty.
Well, you'll probably be able to buy a new Kinect if you needed to, but you won't be able to buy a system without a Kinect.
Ah, fair enough. So. I wonder how much the Kinect by itself will go for.
Yep. It's probably $100.
I'm guessing 150.
What do you say around there, too? More than likely.
$150.
Speaking of, like, prices, Sony just, like, dropped the price of the PS Vita.
Yep.
From the $200.
Still not going to buy one.
I still don't think I'm going to buy one. Not yet. I might later, but you know what? Like,
How much did they drop it by?
$50.
So it's like $150?
$199. It used to be $250.
If it was $150, then yes.
Maybe.
I think for $150 I might bite, but with everything else that's coming out and just like buying for your attention, I mean, I kinda miss being a kid now. You know? Just having all that time to do whatever the hell I need. Whatever game I want, whenever I want.
Well, I mean, I don't really play except for my phone.
And that's getting huge, which, by the way, a new thing just came out today that Google now makes more on gaming, you know, basically portable gaming, than Nintendo and Sony combined.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But Apple makes more than all three of them combined.
Ownage.
So.
Hey,
you got an iPhone? I could give a crap. I need a phone that I can
shut
customize.
Shut up, Wayne. You don't even have data on your friggin'.
As long as Wayne buys something, he's still contributing to the cause. I don't know if he has.
Once in a while.
But that's amazing. I mean, damn. That's a lot of money being spent on your phones to play games. I think I personally have probably spent about total over the in my entire lifetime of having phones and games, about $50.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good amount.
So I spent about 30-ish, give or take.
Yeah.
30, 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you,
I don't know. I spend
for free, bastard.
Most of my games I download for free, but I do spend a few dollars here and there if it looks like a really good game or for in-game content sometimes. But
Like I think I'm gonna spend 99 cents in Robot Unicorn Attack. I don't even want the soundtrack. I just want to give them some money because I have so much fun with the game.
There you go.
But anyways.
If you would like a chance at winning an Xbox One plus launch titles and Xbox Live subscription, there is a program Microsoft is introducing called Xbox One Upload Outreach Program. Basically, you make a 1-minute video about any Xbox One game, upload it to YouTube, Vimeo, and then you email it to Microsoft by September 15th at midnight. And if you're picked, you win.
I just got an idea.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to like this, right?
Uh-oh. What?
So I was thinking because, you know, they're talking about launch games, right?
Yeah.
You played Dead Rising.
Uh-huh.
What's a big part of Dead Rising? How do you get your weapons?
You customize it.
You combine stuff, right?
Yep.
So I was thinking, sock, quarters, stick, fan blade somehow, and getting rain at rubber suit.
No.
That's why I said rubber suit. It would take the impact for the most part.
No, it wouldn't actually.
Plus, I mean, if I hit you with this, the idea is like wrapping the sock full of quarters around the stick.
Yeah.
That way I can just swing it.
Yeah, and it just comes back to you.
Yeah. Or even if it doesn't come back to me, even if we just skip the fan blade, I can just hit Wang with it from a distance. And because it's a sock full of quarters, it won't leave a bruise.
No.
Wang will just be hurting for a long time.
He'll be red, but...
Oh, yeah. But he won't show a bruise. Come on, buddy. Take one for the team. I'm getting the Dead Rising spirit here. We can even get you in zombie makeup.
Yeah, I don't do makeup. Actually, I really can't, so.
Okay, fine. We'll just, like, throw a bunch of ketchup in your face and say you're bloody, and then I'll hit you with the freaking sock.
Sorry to interrupt, but, a bloody sock.
Oh, no. Almost as awesome as bloody gloves, huh, OJ?
I know.
What up?
If the glove doesn't fit, you must quit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that old Mad TV.
Yeah, gotta love our justice system.
So here's a little breaking news. So going back to the news, Level Up, the fighting game series, or the fighting series created by Alex Valle from of course California. Here he's having a Shadow Showdown 2013 Super Street Fighter 4 AE and Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 qualifiers at Super Arcade on Saturday, September 7th at 5 o'clock. So pretty much the grand winner of Marvel and Street Fighter wins a
trip, right?
Yep, a full expense trip to Melbourne, Australia for Shadow Showdown.
Damn. Too bad I'm not playing as much anymore. Well, then again, I would be trying to go against.
Guess where I'm going on the 7th.
Yeah, buddy.
Give it a heads up.
Well, hopefully, Mimi and...
Saturday, right?
Yes, on a Saturday.
Hopefully, Mimi and Jesse hear this because Nintendo's got another contest going right now, too. You have a chance of winning a Wii U game system, a copy of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD, and... having your artwork featured on the Legend of Zelda Symphony of Goddesses concert. All you have to do is submit your artistic creations inspired by the Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD, to Nintendo's website for a chance to win. 50 finalists.
I thought they had a Master Sword, didn't they? Or no, they had Cloud's Buster Sword.
Cloud's Buster Sword, yeah.
Yeah. They got the shield.
We can try to get a Master Sword and we can, like, you know, film me hitting you with the hilt.
This guy's so funny.
I just have, like, really horrible violent tendencies. I just never act on it, mind you, but I just think about it all the time.
I shall man the camera.
That's just spectating. Spectating doesn't hurt.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna have a soup. I'm gonna borrow my friend's GoPro 3 and we have, like, slow motion.
Oh, yeah. I can get, like, something like won't hurt, Wayne. Much
a wiffle bat.
Wiffle bat.
right
I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I could swing pretty hard. Another bit of notes I forgot to mention, of course I did pick up Dive Kick.
Woohoo.
Yeah, Dive Kick. Wayne should pick up Dive Kick and finally play a fighting game and be good at it.
It's only 2 buttons, Wayne.
It's 2 buttons, bro.
How much did it cost you?
$10.
Not bad.
$10.
Online.
Online. Online multiplayer is included, of course. It's on Steam, or you can get it on your PS3 if you want, but I have it on PC, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be the better way to go.
Dive kick!
It's like, it's so simplistic, but because of what it is, it's just like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
It's easy. But, so I was playing through story mode, and everyone has a story.
Even Mockman?
Dive and Kick, by the way, are brothers.
From another mother?
Who because of getting involved with the wrong people,
yeah,
their parents sent them to Bel Air with their estranged uncle.
So,
yeah, it's like that. But it's fun. So also the boss is S-Kill.
Seth Killian?
That's the boss.
Yo!
But I was like thinking, because using him is like so hard unless you're in, unless you activate Kick Factor.
Yeah.
So, as the boss, his kick factor is always activated.
Of course. Typical.
And he has a parry move.
What?
Yeah. Like, if you hit him in just the right spot, he'll parry your kick and then headshot you.
Wow.
Because he teleports. It took me, like, 8 tries to beat him. I was so pissed every time. I would get close and then nope. Or nothing will piss you off more than the first time you connect with a kick and he parries it. Come on. Damn. In a game where one hit kills... Getting your one-hit parried is not too much fun. Especially when you get headshot the next.
Good job, S. Killian.
Yep. Good job, buddy.
So who do you use?
Right now, I've been using Markman.
Shout out to Markman. You're the best, dude.
Kick.
And Dive?
No, I just figured just Kick. And Jafaeli.
Jafaeli?
You know, like, every time Jafaeli wins a round, his head gets bigger?
Yep. And his hitbox gets bigger.
Yeah, it's like it's easier to get a headshot on him because his head is huge.
Demo, I like using Uncle Sensei.
Oh, yeah, because he wears shoes on his hands.
He wears boots on his hands. So
he dives with his...
He dives, or you do you can flip it around. So you do a handstand and jump.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, and then I use Kung Pao.
Oh, yeah. Her kick is kind of weird.
Yeah, I know.
So, like... I use Kick in story mode, and she's like one of the mid bosses, and he's hollering at her. Yeah, buddy.
I still gotta pick that up, but hey, it's $10 worth the money.
Oh, it's well worth the money, I think.
Dive kick.
You'll be ready to get salty when you go online and you get lamed out.
And you play on Steam, right, George?
Damn right.
Oh, yeah.
Steam, buddy. That's where it's at. Oh, and of course, I forgot to mention that Blizzard did announce a Diablo 3 expansion. What up?
Back to No Life We Go again.
they didn't announce when it's coming out.
But still.
And they announced a new character class, the Crusader, which is like the Paladin from Diablo 2. Hmm. Which is what I played in Diablo 2. So that means I'm going to start with a Crusader again once I get the game. Which means that the computer that I end up buying in about a month or two needs to be able to play Diablo 3.
Not hard.
And a little bit more, I'm guessing, because... The expansion might need a little bit more horsepower. You know?
Yeah.
But still.
Of course, then with dedicated graphics, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend more than like $500-$600.
Okay, go with the Core i5.
Yeah, 4th gen, though, right?
Yeah.
Gotta wait for all those refreshes. Hurry it up with the Haspel refreshes.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, what kind of processor are you running again?
Right, my main computer?
Yeah.
FX8120.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
My main computer is like way more than adequate. Yeah. It's just that when I get my computer, when I'm moving with my girlfriend, I'm just going to have a laptop. So, I don't want to spend too much money, but I want something that's still decent for gaming. So 4th gen i5 probably do it.
I agree with Wayne, surprisingly.
But I just have to wait for...
A good one?
Well, for the refreshes to come, because right now not many of them have been refreshed yet, just the high-end ones.
Yeah, you're going to have a little ways to wait yet. I think we're looking at September is the earliest we'll get the resets coming.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to buy it until probably like the end of September, beginning of October.
Yeah.
So here's hoping that by then I can do it. But anyway, so that's going to be it for this week. We're going to try to catch up on our backlog because we have so much stuff we need to play.
Oh. Our backlog.
Yeah, and then in about a month, Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah, but oh yeah, Splinter Cell Blacklist came out.
I heard that's really good.
Oh yes, I played at my friend's house earlier today. That's what I took the hour lunch.
Hey, priorities, bro.
Dude, it was fun.
I read the
stealth
reviews.
Stealth mode is pretty hard, but I'm going to go ahead and give you guys what's going on when I pick it up this weekend.
Nice.
Other than that, I also did my my write up for this some computer that Wayne helped me build. Mm. Really awesome. Guys, go on Facebook, like it.
Yeah, it's a nice build.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. On a pretty good budget. Hey,
PC games are so cheap.
What's that?
PC games are so cheap.
Hell yes. I love my new graphics card. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, and the Origin one that I mentioned last week, they added two games to it. Command & Conquer 3. And, and Populous.
Wow. Command & Conquer 3, okay.
And you can potentially, like I said, get all those games that I mentioned before for $1. God. I'm gonna buy it anyways because it's gonna be, I'm gonna spend like $5 on it, but it's such a good value. But I'm gonna have all those games just ready to be played at some point in my life.
There you go.
Just a lot of games, so we'll see how that goes. But that's it for this week. I think I said that already. But we're gonna have a lot more for you once we start playing games again. being an adult is tough, you know?
Oh, I know.
Shut up, Wayne.
Don't say it like that, at least.
Shut up, Wayne.
How I know. No.
Wayne, you don't have a Monday to Friday job from 9 to 5.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's not an adult. But...
but we have a steady 40 hours a week.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Constantly?
Yep.
Yeah. But... oh, wow. But we'll remind them about how awesome life is when we're off on Thanksgiving Day and the day after that.
We get holiday pay?
Off. Damn right.
We get vacation hours accumulated?
Yep. I think I might just go shop that day just to...
oh, hell no. Actually, you know what?
Just to be mean.
You know, just for fun, Fry's, you could actually order online and go over to Fry's and pick it up that day without any hassle.
Interesting.
Well, I was thinking of like doing that. Like, I still refuse to do Walmart. By the way,
no.
I will not do Walmart,
dude. That's a death trap.
Because I'm afraid that, especially the way like things are now, like, oh, dude, if someone just bumps into me, I'm just gonna bump them back.
Bumps into me, dude, I'm gonna choke them.
It ain't gonna go too well. So
the two places to avoid.
Kabooli!
The two places to avoid on Black Friday: Walmart and Chuck E. Cheese.
Why Chuck E. Cheese?
They've been getting more fights breaking out there than anywhere else.
Really?
Holy crap! I gotta look that up.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's...
I really need to look that up.
I'm serious. It's like just insane. People getting upset because their kids are taking too long to pick a prize or...
wow!
Dude, we should.
I kind of want to go to Chuck E. Cheese now.
Same here. Just us three eating pizza, playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Of course, the one today was a couple went through the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts, right? And they got the order wrong. She didn't get her vanilla coffee. She got caramel instead. So she went inside and got into an argument with the lady that made it for her. And her boyfriend and her started beating up the employee.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? You know why I want? Because there's none here. Dunkin' Donuts, I mean.
Yeah.
You know why I want one?
Actually, there's one.
Where?
Camp Pendleton.
Yep.
Oceanside.
Ugh. You know, because
on a weekend, you gotta go on a weekend
because they have a breakfast sandwich.
Yes,
that uses donuts.
Yes,
well, you know, half and half as the bun.
Yes,
yeah.
I've been going on these food websites. Wait,
remember San Diego County Fair?
Yeah.
The
Krispy Kreme Sloppy Joe.
Yep.
Wow.
I heard that was epic.
You know what's epic? And unfortunately, we missed it. Have you heard of Slater's 50/50?
Dude, I've been going there.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
You know, like, did you have the Murica burger in July?
Ridiculous, yes.
That 100% ground bacon patty on a pretzel bun that's cooked in bacon grease.
Yep.
And the burger also has a fried egg, cheese, and bacon on it.
Yep.
You know why? Because America. That's why. That's why a lot of other countries hate us.
Because we eat a lot of fatty foods.
And because we're wasting a bunch of food, dude. It's horrible. Or all those, I've seen, like, the most ridiculous, like, eating challenges.
I know.
Like, there is so much food being wasted in this country. It's kind of sad, actually.
That's pretty funny, though, in a
way. It's kind of sad, but it's also pretty funny how, like, you know, we are.
Yeah.
As a culture.
Yeah.
But still, you know why? Because America! And with that, we're out. So you check back next time. We bring you the future 8 bits at a time. America.
America.
See what I did there?